Country Pop FM.
It's the Bob Almanac. Last one for me. I'm gone Thursday and Friday. So who do you have in with you? Terry tomorrow and then Allie on Friday. Is that right?
That is correct, sir.
All right. We'll have special guests. I haven't told anybody I'm gone for the All Request Lunch Hour, so I hope they have that covered. I'm assuming everybody knows that for Thursday and Friday. If not, it'll be a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah. I did clue everybody in. So.
You are good at giving clues.
Yeah.
But you weren't very good at the game clue.
I was very good at that,
you
actually.
Always, you know, because you were just fascinated. You're fixated on Colonel Mustard. You kept claiming that it was Colonel. You know, Colonel Mustard didn't do it every time.
Really?
No.
I thought he was. He always looked guilty to me.
He did, yes. Wednesday, November 8th, 312th day of the year. There's a really good, one of the more recent toys that built America. The game Clue was included. In one of their episodes, the creation and how Clue began. It was interesting, very, very clever and cool. 1789 on this date, bourbon whiskey first distilled. This is the historic meeting and thing that took place from the Reverend Elijah Craig. Need a little bit of the sacrament, the old Reverend did. And he decided to make his own in Bourbon County. That's where we get the bourbon from. Bourbon County, Kentucky, bourbon whiskey this date. 1789. There have been other kinds of whiskey, but this is the first bourbon whiskey from Bourbon, Kentucky. And I guess the rest is history when it comes to bourbon and when it comes to whiskey in Kentucky, right?
Oh, for sure. Kentucky's kind of the, well, for good reason. I mean, it's the birthplace, and it is still where, right, a lot of good bourbon whiskey still comes out of there.
They like their wood barrels, Neil. They like their wood barrels. They don't use those blue plastic barrels. They don't use that for distilling whiskey.
Are no good.
They just don't work out.
They don't work.
1805, the Corps of Discovery, that was the official name of the Lewis and Clark expedition. The Corps of Discovery, with the help of Sacagawea, reached the Pacific Ocean on this date. They began the journey May 14th, 1804. So it took them, a year and about a year and a half. Really,
yeah,
when you look
a good
at it,
year and a half, yeah,
because they started in May 14th, 1804, and then November 1805. That's basically a year and 6 months. Goal of exploring the Louisiana Purchase territory, but of course they didn't explore the whole thing. They basically it was mostly a straight line, wasn't it? They didn't
pretty
zig
straight.
And zag and go to every. They couldn't go to every nook and cranny of the Louisiana territory. That would have taken them a lot more than a year and a half,
right?
On foot. With their mules and their pack mules and their horses.
And canoes. And
well, they needed that. Just think about all that they had to go through. All the portages.
The stuff they carried and the way they transported it. My gosh. It's arduous to
say
the very
least. They had to be inventive to make their way through it.
They
did. So tip your cap to the Lewis and Clark folks there. 1941.
Albania. You border on the Adriatic.
Albania, this date in the news, 1941. In fact, the Albanian Communist Party was founded. How did that work out? Well, the People's Socialist Republic of Albania actually then took effect later in the 40s, and they were communist until about 1991. Mm. Albania, sadly. But that isn't included in the song, Albania. We just know that their chief export is chrome, and they're mostly mountainous.
Right.
Nothing in there about, at one point in time, being part of the Soviet bloc. But that was the state in 41. 1960.
The unexpectedly delayed climax saw Senator Kennedy the victor with a clear margin of electoral votes. At 43 years of age, he is the youngest man ever voted into the White House and the first Catholic chief executive in the history of the nation.
John F. Kennedy, JFK, elected. He was a senator, defeated Vice President Richard Nixon. But Richard Nixon would come back. Richard Nixon back again, as the song says. Richard Nixon would be elected then in 68. And that was his date. And sadly, of course, for John F. Kennedy, he would not even be able to see through his first term. As you know, we are coming up on the anniversary. It's going to be the 60th anniversary now.
Right.
And the history History Channel's planning a big retrospective and documentary, I see.
I'll have to watch.
It's a promo. It starts, I think it's like the 18th. I think it's like the week before the anniversary that they start showing that. 1960, we had a new president. 1965, we had a new soap opera.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Probably the most recognizable, one of the most recognizable soap opera themes. Days of Our Lives debuted on this date.
MacDonald Carey.
TV soap opera.
And these are the days of our lives.
And Days of Our Lives still on today. Now, not on network TV. I think they ended their network run on NBC last year, but they are still doing new shows, first run streaming.
Really?
On, okay. It's either Paramount Plus or Peacock. It's one of the P's. I think I've seen it on there. Days of Our Lives.
Yeah, I used to watch that. With the sound down.
Why would you do that?
Well, I had it on in the studio when I was in Princeton on a little black and white TV that we
had
there.
That signal was pretty fuzzy.
It was fuzzy.
Yeah.
But Channel 11 came in. It was about the only channel that I could get for some reason. And I really liked the character. Her name was Hope, a very beautiful lady. And I just found it just as fine with the sound down as with the sound on.
Is that the one that Deidre Hall was in?
I think she was. Yes, she was in that, too.
Okay. Yeah. 1966.
Biggest shot in the arm for the American Republican Party, the election of Ronald Reagan as governor of California. By a colossal million majority, the one-time film actor is already spoken of as a presidential candidate next time. Most of the polling stations from west to east showed a swing away from President Johnson's Democratic Party.
They say Reagan, he's British, so that's how they say it in England. Ronald Reagan elected the governor of California, the state, in 1966, as he made the transition from Hollywood and from acting into politics. And of course, it would be 14 years later. He did try in the ensuing presidential elections and primaries to get going on the Republican side, most notably 76, before bowing out to Ford. And then of course, Ford lost to Carter. And then Reagan defeated Carter in 1980. How about 75?
Mankind is being threatened by these despicable villains. The only hope for freedom and democracy is...
We could use Wonder Woman right now. The only hope for freedom and democracy is Wonder Woman.
And the power you possess.
TV theme time.
Yeah, Linda Carter and Lyle Wagner, Steve Trevor. Take us back to World War II and the debut. Actually, they debuted it as a television movie. Wonder Woman with Linda Carter premiered as a TV movie this day in 75. And then later on in 76, it started as the regular one-hour episodic television program that we learned to love as
Wonder Woman. That was a win for Lyle Wagner, I'll tell you that.
Getting to work with Linda Carter?
Yeah.
I think so. He made the transition because he had been on, I don't know, maybe he was doing double duty. Was he still on the Carol Burnett show at the same time he was doing that in the mid-1970s? In 75...
We cannot underplay the magnitude of the fact that this man's career spanned 32 years. That this man, from high school through college, through the professional ranks, set a standard. That he became a champion of tremendous magnitude.
There's Nick Bockwinkle, the five-time AWA champion. And on this date, he beat the man that he was talking about. Now, that's a promo from several years later. But Nick Bockwinkle won his first AWA championship, American Wrestling Association, in St. Paul. The Civic Center was built by then, so I'm sure it was at the Civic Center, not at the auditorium. Nick Bockwinkle defeats Vern Gagne. The Battle of the Sleeper Holds.
Right.
In St. Paul, and it'd be the first of Nick Bockwinkle's five reigns. It would not be the last, though, for Vern Gagne. He would win it later on in the decade, and then he would retire, I believe, as champion. And maybe that match that they were talking about in 81 there with the one and only Nick Bockwinkel. And
he was giving kudos to Vern.
He was respecting. Well, Vern, he was running AWA.
Right.
So he wanted to pay honor to him, of course. And I don't know if he ever called Vern a cretinous humanoid, but that was mostly for the fans. The fans were the cretinous humanoids, according to Nick Bockwinkel.
Right.
1979.
Policewoman will be seen 45 minutes from now so that we may bring you the following special program from ABC News. Look at this. One American. Blindfolded, handcuffed. Today in the courtyard of the American Embassy in Tehran. He and 60-some others still held hostage and threatened in a country gone out of control. The picture's exclusive, as are so many more in this broadcast.
This is an ABC News special. The Iran crisis. America held hostage.
So from Washington, here's Frank Reynolds.
Correspondent Frank Reynolds.
Yeah, Frank Reynolds in charge. It was the Iran hostage crisis, and ABC decided to do a show at 10:30 or at 11, depending on when the local stations are picking it up, do a little update on it. And, of course, it was that show, the Iran crisis, America held hostage, that turned eventually into Nightline.
Sure.
Later on in 1980. So yep. Significant television occurrence here today. My only question is, did they consult Angie Dickinson?
About running her show late?
Yes, they bumped the reruns of Policewoman. They were running reruns of Policewoman after the late local news on ABC. Did they consult with her to make sure it was okay? I'm pretty sure she would have said it's okay. I mean, it's
Iran. I think so. She seemed like a nice person.
Crisis. I mean, yeah, you can bump. I just want to know. I'd like to know if they did consult her, or at least maybe give her a chance to give her views on the situation. That was back in 79. 94, Marion Barry reelected.
How the hell did Marion Barry get his job back? Smoke crack got his job back. Your job back. That's right. They're not going to trust you around the Happy Meals.
Yeah, but you know, you don't have dumb constituents who go to the polls that elect somebody to go back and work at McDonald's.
Right.
Right? So they elected.
We have to take some blame there, those right. People that voted.
Crackhead Marion Barry, reelected mayor of Washington, D.C., and like we said it before, how would you like to be those people that were running against him that time? They can't even beat a crackhead.
Right. You got to take a good hard look in the mirror after you go down in flames to that.
He was in jail 6 months and got reelected.
That's strange.
2003 here this day.
Will Ferrell.
Okay, people, Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
I know him. I know him.
Help. Do you remember me?
I do. I didn't recognize you.
I know. I'm in work clothes.
I didn't know you had elves here.
You're hilarious, my friend.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Hey,
you're feeling strong,
man. That's Elf that debuted on this date. Peter Dinklage, of course, played the little guy there. He called him an elf. He didn't like it.
No.
So Elf premiered. That's 20 years ago. That movie is 20 years old. Elf with Will Ferrell. And then this date 3 years ago.
Hello, I'm Dan Harris. We are coming on the air at this hour with some breaking news. We have learned that longtime Jeopardy host Alex Trebek has died after waging a brave and very public battle with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. One of the most enduring and recognizable figures on television, often a private man, Trebek was candid about his condition.
And very candid about his mustache, too. It was a big part of his persona. It would have only been fitting for that newsman on ABC to go in and form everything and read that in the form of a question.
That would have been the way to do it.
Alex Trebek. He was 80, and he passed away on this date 3 years ago. No concert announcements today, right? I didn't see anything about any concert announcements in the middle of the Almanac today.
No, we're good.
Okay, all right. So we can go on to birthdays today. Well-known singer Bonnie Raitt.
There's a rainbow in the sky. A certain twinkle in their eyes. They believe in what I am and what I want to be. Don't it make you want to dance?
any rate song that ever charted country.
Oh, nice.
Didn't make it to the top 40. Did not make it to the top 40. Topped out at 42. This is from Urban Cowboy, the Urban Cowboy soundtrack.
Something to Talk About was so good. She had a lot of good ones there. When was that?
Nick of Time?
Mid 80s, late 80s, something like that.
That was off the Nick of Time album, I believe. And that was like 1989.
Yeah, she was great.
Bonnie Raitt is 74. She's still sporting that kind of that gray streak, or is she now all gray with a red streak? How did she go in?
Yeah, that's true.
Has she inverted?
She might have.
Yeah.
Cruella DeVille.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rob Weller.
And I'm Mary Hart. Not everything came up a winner last night at the Tony Awards. First, there was a computer failure in the theater.
They not show her legs on that particular introduction?
Million Dollar Legs.
Entertainment Tonight, a long time Entertainment Tonight. Her voice was known to put people into a seizure-like situation. People would have seizures.
They didn't like
when
her voice.
Heard her voice. No, they loved it.
They loved it,
they loved it so much that they would go into a seizure. That was a true thing, too. That was actually in the news. I'm not making that up.
That actually
happened.
Right.
And they proved it. Mary Hart, 73.
Good. They haven't broken the encryption code yet.
Who? Those bionic zombies you told me about? The
Borg.
Borg? Sounds Swedish.
Yeah, Bjorn Borg, the Borg. I mean, they're probably all related. There's Elfrid Woodard, one of the Star Trek movies. Of course, she was in Hill Street Blues and a lot of different things. She's been award-winning. Elfrid Woodard is 71.
Chuck is in love.
Big 70s song here. Love. Ricky Chuck Lee Jones. Ricky Lee's in love. Chuck E. Cheese is in love. Chuck E's in love.
I don't believe.
And it's not Chucky. It's not Chuck E's in love. It's Chuck E is in love, Neil. It's Chuck E.
I love you in a pool hall.
Any relation to Heavy D and the Boys? I don't know. But that's Ricky Lee Jones, 69. You remember that song?
Oh, very well.
I thought so.
Very
well. The funny thing is,
I remember this too.
Leif Garrett wasn't that good of a dancer. He was made for dancing, but he can't dance. I mean, his dance moves in this video are awful. Hands on his hips. Ladies didn't care though. He was a teen heartthrob, and then he had lots of drug problems. Let's just say he liked to party. Leif Garrett is 62. My favorite chef.
How can we work like that? You've got ingredients from last Thanksgiving. Did you smell the flounder?
Yes.
Did you see the cooked chicken, the raw pork, the raw veal? It's a joke. You should be ashamed of yourselves. Under no circumstances can we continue to serve food. Shut the place down.
Shut it down. He's back, too, with his kitchen nightmares. I love kitchen nightmares. That's my favorite of the Gordon Ramsay shows. He goes in there and these restaurants are just a mess. The best part is when he goes into their walk-in fridges, if they're working, and he just starts pulling out all this rancid food, and it's usually chicken. And I think we all know what chicken smells like when it gets old.
Ugh.
Can you just imagine?
That's awful.
Gordon Ramsay, have you smelled the flounder? Isn't that a euphemism for something?
I think it is. Was that kind of his catchphrase? Shut it down.
Yes, that's his thing. Shut it down. I think the same thing for Kitchen Nightmares and also Hell's Kitchen. I think he says the same thing when the contestants on that show mess up. Gordon Ramsay, 57. We have
ABC World News Tonight with David Muir. Brought to you by BP.
And finally tonight here, I still remember my first day of kindergarten, pulling up on the school bus, everyone else getting off. And then
David Muir, did he know the ghost? He must have his wife must be Mrs. Muir,
Mrs.
right?
Muir.
Yeah.
And his mother.
Exactly. He is 50 today. He hosts the ABC World News Tonight. Another one of those sitcom husbands that outkicked his coverage.
He's not mine enemy. He's mine brother.
Right. Your brother who shares your girly hips and your knack for betrayal.
Ha ha ha!
This is a whole lot of crazy over $200.
It's not about the money. It's about the appreciation. Respect.
Oh, I see. Respect. So anybody who doesn't do what you want doesn't respect you?
Thank you. Your apology is accepted.
Jim Belushi outpunted his coverage on According to Jim with Courtney Thorne Smith. Wouldn't you say?
Sure.
Yeah, she's sure. She's 56 here today.
She said, I want.
Bucky Covington is 46.
Right now I'm
A Different World is probably the one you know the best.
Yeah,
I know this one. That's a pretty big hit, too. I'll Walk. Yeah. He's 46. Yep. He was an American Idol finalist.
When I
speaking of American Idol, this young lady was a runner-up, Lauren Elena.
Like my mother,
29.
When I'm scared,
she was exactly 5 years later after Bucky Covington.
And has had quite a bit of success, I think, in country music.
Yeah. Tip her cap to Lauren Elena. And her rapper of the day is Pooh Shiesty.
Sure.
Pooh Shiesty is 24.
That's a new one to me, but many of them are. Gone but not forgotten today. A couple of books that were written by people you may remember. Bram Stoker. He penned, of course, Dracula. You have to say it that way. You can't just say Dracula. It's Dracula. And he was like Count Chocula. 1847. And Margaret Mitchell wrote Gone with the Wind. Of course, both of those have been turned into movies some many times over. Stevie theme time as we bring in Norman Lloyd, who was born on this day, 1914.
He was one of the three doctors there on St. Elsewhere.
Sure.
Dr. Westfall, Dr. Craig, and he was Dr. Auschlander.
Ah. Played by actor Norman Lloyd. And he was born on this day again, 1914.
He lived well over 100. He just passed away maybe 2 or 3 years ago.
Wow. Nice run there. Well, she was Florida Evans on, of course, Maude, and then Good Times is where I remember. And one Emmy for a work in a movie, Esther Roll.
Look, I'm going to go and get ready for work. So I want you all to get busy. And I want to see some smoke out here.
This is ridiculous. I said smoke!
Day in the ghetto at the project. Say it with me. Damn.
She ran it with an iron fist, you know.
She did.
But
when you have JJ, you have to.
Yeah, you have to bring the hammer every now and then. But of course, nobody loved her kids more than Florida Evans. That's Esther Roll. And again, she was born on this day in 1920. A very funny man. He was the foil more often than not on McHale's Navy. Joe Flynn.
Do you realize that in the last 2 months you've run through four of them? Now, do you think that I'm made of ensigns?
I just can't understand it, Captain. We went out of our way to make him feel at home.
Jesse James might feel at home with you and your mob. Bluebeard might. Jack the Ripper might. But ensigns are simple. They're childlike. They're 100% American boys.
Yes, sir.
Now, he was the captain.
He was the captain, and there was some tomfoolery going on, usually behind his back. Joe Flynn, born on this day, 1924. Fine singer,
how much
Patti
is
Page.
That dog in the window, the one with the waggly tail.
I don't know how they got that dog to bark on cue.
Dog in the window.
One more time.
I do hope.
I hope they weren't using some kind of a prod. Or some it kind of a way
like
to
shock collar.
Right. That was before shock collars, but probably. I just hope they weren't using anything to hurt the dog to get it to bark, because if they did, we will start an investigation immediately.
The very smooth sounds of Patti Page, fine singer, and she was born on this day, 1927. Longtime coach at Florida State University, Bobby Bowden. He was a Southern gentleman. And got a lot of fine quarterbacks to come out of his university. Born on this day, 1929. You remember Morley Safer from 60
we
Minutes?
We remind you that from time to time, some oddball stories turn up in this broadcast. Some really strange things. For example, this story. We call it, It's a Long Way to Furdu, and you'll see why a little later.
And then he went on to say, and why do I always have to do those stories on 60 Minutes?
60 Minutes. And if somebody would please make a note to name their next son Morley, I think many of us would appreciate that. Born on this day, 1931, and she had range that many people didn't have. Fine singer Minnie Riperton.
The new is easy cause you're beautiful.
You know, it's a proven fact that if you put bird sound effects in your music in the 1970s, it's a hit. And Nazareth made a big mistake when they didn't put the bird effects in Hair of the Dog.
Yeah, that would have been helpful.
Now you're messing with the you-know-what.
Right.
Is out of love.
Had a multi-octave voice, I think. She could get up there.
And Maya Rudolph's mom.
And Maya Rudolph's mom. Minnie Riperton, born on this day, 1947. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Glenn Campbell, Rhinestone Cowboy, Tim McGraw, Where the Green Grass Grows, George Strait, The Fireman.
This is an automatic for me, Glenn Campbell.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albert, KDBG, HD1.